What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
It's time to plan our weekend. We've got Danielle from St. Joe today. Hello, Danielle.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good to have you. Also good to have somebody that has a very similar name to you. We have Daniel from Nobo Provisioning Center. Hello, Daniel.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Good to have you. We'll talk more about the great things that are going on at Nobo. But first, let's jump into our weekend plans. The August Love Local Weekend, is that already here?
It is already here, Johnny, and it's already the third weekend in August. Can you believe it?
No.
We're just talking about Chalk the Block happening.
Exactly. We're talking about Ice Fest. Yeah. You know, I just feel like we were just talking about Ice Fest, you know?
I'm planning for next year's Ice Fest, okay? That's where my head's at right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But we've got our Love Local Weekend that kicks off tomorrow. So it's August 18th through the 20th. And this is just really a weekend that we celebrate all things Southwest Michigan. So we can celebrate throughout Southwest Michigan with extended shopping hours, events and special promos, different offers all weekend long. Visit stgenerate.com/lovelocal to see a full list of this month's participants. But just a huge thank you to our sponsors, Corwell Health, Corwell Health Foundation, and the Boulevard Inn and Bistro.
That's fantastic. A great way to support local and enjoy some great things going on in our community. Then something I'm always enjoying, and I've already gone at least once, and that's the Berrien County Youth Fair. And that's still going on for a little while longer, right?
Absolutely. So you can catch this through August 19th. They've got a couple more days left. Lots of fun things happening over at the Berrien County Youth Fair in the Berrien Springs Youth Fair grounds. But you can head on over to bcyf.us for a complete weekend schedule. They've got some live music still, a demolition derby coming up, Bull Mania, and so much more.
Yeah, I did not have a chance to catch the truck and tractor pull the other day, but that was, from what I saw, a lot of people wearing earplugs, so it was a lot of fun. But you don't want to do that you might need them for the demolition derby. But some great things happening for another Friday night concert series as well coming up tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. We've got a couple more weeks left of the Friday Night Concert Series. So you can find us every Friday through September 1st at the John Ian Howard Bandshell. Tomorrow night is no different. So join us at 7 p.m. for a special performance by the St. Joseph Municipal Jazz Band. So they're going to join us for our Friday Night Concert Band this week. Take in a beautiful sunset, of course, and enjoy this free weekly concert. Thank you again to our sponsors, the Boulevard Inn and Bistro, with support provided by the John E. N. and D. D. Howard Endowments held at the Berrien Community Foundation.
And we've noticed in downtown St. Joe that there's been a little bit of construction going on, and it's something really cool. We got a nice, we know in South Bend they have the Gold Dome, but in St. Joe we have the Copper Dome. What's going on with that?
Absolutely. So if you've been downtown, yeah, like you said, at the Wanderlust building, you'll notice that they're working on the Copper Dome. That is all finalized. So when you're downtown tomorrow night for the concert, stay a little bit longer and join Genola Construction Services as they do like an unveiling. So you can join us at the Copper Dome at 120 State Street in St. Joseph. And they're going to special a feature line up with the iconic heart of the downtown cityscape. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a special little preview. And I've heard there's a little surprise. So that's going to happen around 9 p.m.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I just said not to break the surprise, but it's actually at the top of the dome. There's going to be a tiny statue of me.
Yes, exactly.
Totally kidding. Farmer's
projected
market
projected into the sky.
Yeah, there you go. It's like the bat signal, but it's just the Johnny signal. Yeah, that'd be great.
I support it. Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. We'll start the campaign. The farmer's market happening this weekend, right?
Absolutely. So this week we actually are hosting some extended hours. So you can join us in Lake Bluff Park from 9 to 4. This is in conjunction with our Lake Bluff Artisan Fair happening. So we are handing out also a limited number of free farmers tote bags. So we're doing that for two more weekends. You can catch it this weekend and then again Labor Day weekend. But make sure you head on over to stjoetoday.com/farmers market, click meet the vendors, and you can see all of our awesome vendors that join us weekly. And just a huge thank you to our sponsor, Boss Services.
That's awesome. Looking forward to checking that out and seeing all the great things that they have this weekend. This is a fun thing. Sister Lakes Brewing is doing something that I think I never got to do as a kid, but this sounds something like something fun. The Soapbox Derby. What's going on with that?
Absolutely. So they are hosting their second annual Soapbox Derby this Saturday, August 19th from 3 to 7. So I believe there's still time to register if you head on over to their website, or if you get there, they've got a QR code on their posters if you're around downtown. But this is a benefit event for the Children's Advocacy Center of Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, great organization. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What about what's happening over in the city of St. Joe with their summer movies? You got another one of those coming up?
Absolutely. So the city of St. Joseph is hosting their next summer movie in Whittlesey Park, and that is going to be featuring Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So a classic at 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. And of course, attendees are encouraged to bring their own chairs, blankets, and seats.
One of my all-time favorite movies, so definitely want to check that out. Then there's some other things that'll be coming up here before you know it that we need to mark our calendars for. Danielle, what do we got on there?
Absolutely. Just some weekly reminders of our Wednesday Brown Bag concerts. Those are happening at noon on Wednesdays through August 30th. And then our Wednesday night market, got a couple more weeks for that as well. Wednesdays from 4 to 8 over in Court Place Plaza across from Silver Harbor Brewing through August 30th. We've got our Lake Bluff Artistry Fair that's definitely happening this weekend, August 19th, 10 to 5 in Lake Bluff Park. Antiques on the Bluff is coming up back with another artisan fair on Labor Day weekend, so you can catch us September 2nd and 3rd. And then our Fall Fest, of course, is coming up on September 16th.
Awesome. And if we want more info on any of the great things that are going on this weekend or any weekend, where's a good place for us to find it, Danielle?
Of course, you can always find us online at fugivity.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or stop in the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St.
Fantastic. And as we mentioned, we've got our special guest, Daniel, who's joining us from Nobo Provisioning Center. Daniel, you guys have been pretty busy down there on Water Street in Benton Harbor. And hard to believe you guys have celebrated now 2 years right there near the Arts District. How are things going down there?
They're going really well. You know, we're happy to be here. Years ago, we saw the opportunity in Benton Harbor not only to have the retail, but to have the grow, really build relationships with the community and do a lot of good things together. And 2 years later, we're still loving it, still very excited about what we can do and what the possibilities the Benton Harbor and the Arts District and everything offers to us. So it's exciting times.
Yeah, it certainly is. And tell me a little bit more about, you know, like you said, being part of the community in multiple ways, not even just retail, but also in the grow side. That has, both of those have been a great addition to the community because you're getting people jobs and learning, they're learning new skills while they're at it, right?
Yeah, one of the things we set out to do is that we brought with us a whole new industry to Benton Harbor. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing it happen across Michigan. We chose Benton Harbor, but we're bringing this new industry. It requires new people to fill the jobs that we have in our grow facilities and elsewhere. And it wasn't a skill set that a lot of people outside maybe one or two weekend gardeners would have. Mm-hmm. And so we're, you know, training people, getting people up to speed on what goes on in a cannabis grow, the meticulous nature of how much we pay to the detail of growing the product. And so it helps us to make that bridge to the community by not just saying, okay, come in and buy at our retail store. But sure. Hey, we're hiring people from Benton Harbor. We're hiring people from around the area to come learn a new skill and, you know, help us to give back to the community. At the retail level, you know, we're not just about selling to the community, but each month we give back to the community through various programs that we operate. You know, in October, we do our breast cancer awareness. Mm-hmm. And at the holidays, we do drives for bringing in personal goods, personal needs that people need, like diapers and wipes and the likes, so that we can distribute it. So it goes above and beyond just hiring people, but it's giving back to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're known for that across your company of giving back to the community and being a part of really being a part of the community. I think that's really important. And it's certainly grown. And you're also known for high quality products as well.
Yeah, to get fans, you know, to get people to continue to come back, to get people really loyal to us and supportive of us, you have to deliver a great product, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't have a great shopping experience and buy great product, you're less inclined to keep coming back. And our what we want is, we want somebody new to cannabis. We want somebody who's experienced with cannabis to feel comfortable in our stores, get the service they want from our bud tenders, but ultimately take home some terrific product, experience that product and say, hey, Nobo is the place I want to go, keep going back to. So, you know, that's part of our mission, is just to always put out a great, consistent product so that people, you know, are happy and good with their purchases and being a loyal customer.
Absolutely. And tell me a little bit more about the grow facility, because in the news recently, you guys were upgraded to a Class C facility. What does that mean?
That allows us to grow even more plants.
Okay.
So within the same space that we have, we're able, through some phenomenal grow techniques, to kind of double up the space that we're growing so that we can deliver more product. So it's just the ability, it's recognizing what we do and allowing us to grow. And so the state has set up the various licenses with a Class C, allowing us, again, to just expand our capacity to meet the demand that our customers are asking for.
That's wonderful. Of course, we can see you guys in person right there on Water Street in Benton Harbor. But Daniel, where can we go to learn more information about the great things going on at Nobo?
Go to our website, www.nobogoods.com. Our menu is online. You can learn a lot about us, learn about the products we carry, not only our products, but the third-party products. So the best place, start online and then come in and visit us and talk to the bud tender. If you've never been and you have questions, come in. They've got loads of information. If you're experienced with cannabis and looking for something new, come in, talk to the bud tenders and try something new out.
Fantastic. Well, Daniel, thank you so much to you and the entire Nobo team for being a part of our community. And thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today.
Thank you. We love being here and we look forward to doing this again and again and being part of the community.
And Danielle, thank you so much for doing all the great work and planning our weekend for us.
Thanks, guys.